There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek's 50 Days of Dragon Con, the countdown podcast, where we count down things starting at 50, going to zero, and then we start counting up again, and then eventually we pass out. This is a special edition. This is a Lee's on Vacation edition, and my buddies are helping me fill 50 days edition. That's what I'm going to call this, the filling of 50 days edition. First of all, joining me is one of the Unique Geeks, Serve. Serve, how are you doing?
I'm great, John. How are you tonight?
I am excellent. And all the way from sunny, sunny Ireland, Aaron Poole.
Yes, I am not a Unique Geek. I'm merely a generic brand.
he is.
We may annex you though.
Yeah, we need a Great Britain edition.
International.
Oh wait,
presence.
I mean.
Do you want to turn it into British scout jokes for the night? Is this what's going to happen, John?
Do you know how tempted I was in that package to actually put the Great Britain on there?
It wouldn't have arrived. That's the problem.
Someone
would have mailed it to actual Britain.
I have a story. We're recording this, by the way, 44 days. Well, according to the Dragon Con website, 44. But by my count, it's 43 days out. Well, whatever. Anyway, it's the 17th of July. Let's put it that way. And
well, it's only appropriate that I'm on 44 days before.
Ah, yeah, that's right. It's a favorite number. I have a story to share on the Week in Justice. As I was just saying, we're recording this just prior to needcoffee.com's Week in Justice. There's a pimp for them. So I have a story to share with Aaron once we get over to that podcast. But for this one, we're talking.
We'll have to listen to that one. Otherwise.
Otherwise. We're,
if you want to hear the story.
We're talking Dragon Con. So, Serve, you excited yet?
I am excited. You know, I'm actually, as we're chatting, I'm looking at the guest list, and I see there's an edition of Sylvester McCoy.
Who's he?
That's Sylvester Stallone's cousin.
Ah, yes.
Isn't he?
He's the real
McCoy. We met him, I think, last year.
The real Sylvester McCoy, right?
Right.
He's
Sylvester Stallone's twin brother, as is Danny DeVito's Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
So much sense now.
Sylvester McCoy, of course, is a doctor.
He was a Doctor Who.
Doctor. Yeah, that's what it is. Doctor Who.
I'm surprised you didn't say Doctor Watt.
Doctor Watt's son, right? He played Doctor Watson.
Watson.
Sure.
Watson, I presume.
I'm sure at some point he probably did. He has a very long and storied career.
Right. Aaron's close and personal friend, Sylvester McCoy.
Yes, well, he's all my karaoke buddy.
He's all of our personal friend. We've all met him as of last year at Dragon.
But have you kissed him?
Nope.
Wait.
I have kissed Sylvester McCoy.
Tongue?
No. Well, no.
Not that you're gonna admit.
On the lips.
No, on the cheek.
Okay.
After karaoke last year, I got a little bit handsy, and he was holding my drink while I was singing because I meant to, like, you know, when you, I don't know what you call it, like clink glasses when you say cheers to someone.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because he was heckling me as I got up to karaoke, and I met him previously, and he's great crack, as we Irish say, but. He started going boo and just making fun as soon as I got up to sing karaoke. So I went, like, you know, oh, here's to you, Sylvester, and I went over to cheers because he had a little glass of wine in his hand, but he just took the glass off me and I just kind of went okay and I went with it and let him hold my glass until I finished singing, and then I went over to grab it off him, and I had that post karaoke high thinking I was some sort of rock and roll superstar. And so I said, come here, buddy. And I gave him a kiss on the cheek and took my glass and sat down and we chatted for a little while. But yeah, so I felt slightly awkward afterwards, but at the time it felt completely natural, which is like most one night stands of mine. So,
well, you know, you're looking over at the official website, correct?
Yes.
Well, actually, DragonCon, as we discussed in the recorded podcast I did last night, which anybody listening to this in order will not hear till tomorrow. It's all very confusing.
Make it easy for them, John.
It's all very confusing. Alice Cooper has been added to the guest list. Yes, no kidding.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah, and they said they had him recently, and I have a vague recollection that he was there within the last 4 years. I feel like he was there a year I've been, but I never saw any panels that he did.
Boy, that doesn't ring any bells to me.
It didn't to me either.
I would remember him.
Right, yeah, and I thought that I would have remembered it too, but is he going to say he'll be there one day, then change his mind, appear the night before instead, therefore making the fans angry? Just wondering, because that's what happened the last time he was. Oh, okay. Here's somebody, Mark, over on Facebook. By the way, okay, what I was trying to get to was that on Facebook, the social media person, I guess, is more on top of updating the stuff. So actually, Facebook is the first place where they're updating this stuff, apparently. Because, Aaron told us last week that Sylvester McCoy was approved, right?
True. But he just showed up today.
But he just showed up on the site today. Yeah.
I think Twitter and Facebook are definitely getting updated a few days before everything else.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow them, you'll get your quickest news. I mean, I think today they mentioned that Stan Lee is back.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that's not on the website either.
No, it is not. Yeah. Stan Lee is back. True believers. But Mark Wright over here on Facebook. Yes, that's right. I said your last name. Like, the odds are that he's listening. And you don't know which Mark Wright I'm talking about, except I'm about to say exactly what you said, which is he going to say he'll be there? Now, this is Alice Cooper, by the way. Is he going to say he'll be there one day, then change his mind and appear the night before instead, therefore making a lot of fans angry? Just wondering, because that's what he did. That's what happened to me the last time he was at Dragon Con. So I don't, I really, really don't remember him being there.
I don't either. And let me tell you this, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Part two, by the way, part two is being released. No more Mr. Nice Guy two. That's why he's showing up.
Is that so?
Yes.
If he is showing up.
Well, yeah. Yes, apparently. Yeah. Well, I mean, Widge, you can, I mean, not Widge. Yes, Widge. Widge? Oh. Widge, are you there? Widge?
Or we've lost Widge.
Which was never
again.
Here. Sir, if you can tell me, is Adam Baldwin still listed as being appearing?
He is showing up presently on the official DragonCon page as appearing.
Oh, all right. It's getting closer.
He's got 44 days to bail.
All right, so let me ask you, who are you looking forward to seeing, Aaron, this year, besides your good buddy, Sylvester McCoy?
Besides Uncle Sylvester? Well, it would be interesting to see the Adam West, Burt Ward panel, because sure. I'm sure between the two of them telling stories about their days, especially, particularly Burt Ward, funnily enough, because he released a very interesting autobiography not so long ago, and he was telling facts about how apparently his package is considerably larger than Adam West's, and because he was in the little Robin, briefs. They were worried that his girth would be too much for children viewers, so they had to tuck it to make it smaller. Now, this is what this guy says. Obviously, this sounds like a lot of excuses for, it was cold out that day. But it's been noted by several people who worked on the show that they had to watch out for Robin's batarang, let's say, a lot. So I'm sure those guys have a bunch of crazy stories from working together. But I have to say, this year, it's strange because there's lots of new guests that we haven't had before. But they're not necessarily very big guests. Like, Billy Boyd is going this year, I think for the first time. I don't think he's ever been before from Lord of the Rings. Right. And that's kind of cool. But at the same time, you know, he's not. It's not Elijah Wood going. So it's strange. I don't know.
How about you, sir? What are you excited about seeing? Besides Sylvester McCoy.
Besides good old Sylvester McCoy, my close personal friend, and my workout buddy Lou Ferrigno, the person that I am most excited to get to meet is the author R.A. Salvatore, without a doubt.
What does he do? Does he write books?
He writes novels. He writes.
What are those things?
Yes, he pens books and novels. He's probably most well known for writing in the Dungeons and Dragons arena and doing the Dark Elf books. He's got a character named Dritz Duerden that I've been reading his Dark Elf books since I was in high school. And that's longer than 20 years out there, kids. So I'm very excited to meet him. I've already pulled out a couple of his early books that I'm going to bring that I need to get him to sign. But I am very excited to meet him.
Sweet. You know who I'm excited to meet?
No.
Nobody really. Just Aaron.
Michael Dorn?
I just want to see Aaron again.
See Aaron Gray again?
I miss Aaron. No, Aaron Poole.
Oh.
The great Aaron Poole. Hey, Aaron, by the way, before we get too far into this, and I forget to do it at the end, where can people find you? Besides
online.
In Ireland. Yes, online. Yes, I mean online. No, give them your home address.
I would say there was probably three great places you can get a hold of me. Everybody's on Facebook, and so am I. Facebook.com/AaronFever. I'm also at the same...
Hey, that's not your real name.
No, but it's my online name because old people are creepy and they'll stalk you with your real name.
Although I've said it like three times already.
Yeah. Well, no, but you can't Google search what someone said in a podcast, but you can Google search who's on Twitter. And so, you know, my real name doesn't come up on Twitter. But yeah, I'm Aaron Fever on Twitter as well. And I have a blog where you can find pretty much everything I do online. It's all posted there. It's aaronfever.blogspot.com because I could not be bothered to pay for the domain name. It's late. I'm slurring my words. But yeah, that's everything where you can find me.
Now, is aaronpool.com actually taken?
Yes.
I mean, Aaron Fever. I
believe it became free recently because I got an update saying, would you like this domain name? But I'm like, no. I don't know if Aaron Fever is free, though. I've never checked it.
It looks like it is free.
Ah.
Oh, it's funny because, let's see, you do a Google search for Aaron Fever, you get, you know, Fever Dreams. Was that what you were calling it before?
Dr. Johnny Fever?
It said you had to give it a name, so I don't know why I came up with that, but it did.
Yeah, and then Aaron Fever, aaronfever.tumblr. Oh, that's your Tumblr account.
Yeah, but who cares about Tumblr, man?
Internet
that's
slut.
Not important.
Okay. All right, so I would ask you, sir, where people could find you, except that you're never actually on the internet.
The greater Tampa Bay area. Dragon Con, while it's going on, make the bad men stop panel.
That's
your best bet.
Speaking of which, break down your schedule for Dragon Con.
Arrive Thursday, make the bad men stop panel, Need Coffee Fun Fest, potentially other Need Coffee panels. Saturday, I'm definitely going to be watching some college football and drinking. And staying in the room next to you, John, and close to you, Aaron Fever, or whatever you go by.
If that is indeed your real name, which is not.
Is that really who you are?
How about you, Aaron? What's your schedule like? How many panels are you doing this year?
It's hard to tell because we really the famous thing about Dragon Con is everything gets decided last minute. So I'm sure there's going to be a million and one last minute panel adjustments.
But if you'd like to know where he's at, follow him on Twitter.
There you go, because I will whore myself out all the time and tell you exactly where I am at all times.
He is.
I am a whore in more ways than one. But I'll be definitely doing the Fun Fest like last year. Hosting the game show Blankety Blank once again, where people randomly shouted the word penis at stage. And I will also be doing some panels with Need Coffee, but also with a site called Fred. And so things like the last panel I'll be doing again, hopefully with Lee. But again, it's all up in the air. It's all up in the air. So it's hard to tell. I'm just look, I don't really care what I do when I go, though. I mean, I'm just happy to be doing anything. It's just so much fun there.
Yep.
Now, it's been a tradition with us to head over to Trader Vic's Thursday night. You guys still intending to go there? I don't know if you've been there Thursday nights, haven't you, Aaron?
Twice. No, I missed last year's. My first year I was too jet lagged to go, but last year I ended up going to a meal and hanging out with some people.
Hey, you didn't name drop.
I didn't name drop. I was...
No,
no, but no, I didn't name drop because it's not always positive. And so I kind of skipped out, but. See, the thing is, Thursday night is always the craziest night there, in both good ways and bad ways, because it's lots of fun. You get to see everybody. It's also packed like crazy. I mean, you go any other night, it's empty in comparison.
Yeah, utter anticipation.
Yeah, right. I think it's just everybody's release for arriving.
Right. Everybody's so ready for everything to begin. They don't want to wait until the next day, so they're going to start it up on Thursday night. And traditionally, the Unique Geeks and a lot of our Need Coffee friends have gone to Trader Vic's, where the house band that's down there.
Tongo Heedy.
What's that?
Tongo Heedy.
Tongo Heedy.
Tongo Heater. Tongo Heedy.
It was Bongo.
No, it's T-A. Everyone's yelling at their machines right now. Those things. What do you call it? MP3 players. That's what I was trying to say. Tongo Heedy, TongoHiti. Tongo Heedy.
Tongo Heedy.
Yes.
The house band that's
with Big
in
Mike.
Fix.
Yes, with Big Mike.
They rip it up, and I'm already putting in a request for Rosalie to come out tonight, cover Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. That's I love their rendition of that. So.
Well, here's a quick, as it says on YouTube, the Titanic song, as only Tongo Heedy could do it. All right, so that was
Celine Dion. You've never heard him before.
I swear he must have been in a Dio cover band because he sounds like Ronnie James Dio.
You know who? Have you guys heard of? What's the name of the Sugar? I got to find it. Keep talking, someone.
The thing that, just so that everybody knows, in case you don't or you haven't been to Trader Vic's, Trader Vic's is in the lowest level of the Hilton Hotel. It's in one of the con hotels, the Hilton Hotel. And if you've never been to Dragon Con before and you're going to be there on Thursday night, come on down, Trader Vic's. They have fantastic Mai Tais, or as we Unique Geeks call them, Sai Tais. And, there will be incredible drinks are flowing, personalities are happening, and the music is great. So,
I was going to say get there early to ensure a spot, but I don't think there's any good time to get there.
No.
I think it's just packed pretty much the whole of Thursday.
Yeah, if it's dark and you're just getting there, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, we've gotten there kind of a little later.
Well, last year you wouldn't have gone that early.
No, it would have been dark, but the only redeeming factor that the Unique Geeks / Need Coffee has is that we come in mass. So
we just kind of push our way in.
That we can take up some space.
Yeah. Because there's actually some video online. Rock Sugar. That's who I was trying to think of. Have you guys heard of Rock Sugar? Have you guys heard these guys?
No.
It's the, what's his name? Kevin from MMORPG. The fan track at Dragon Con, he was telling me about this, and it's the guy who used to voice Wacko on the Animaniacs. It's his band, and mashups, live mashups of songs. And here, I'll let you listen to this. So anyway, it goes on like that, and smashing up Metallica and Journey. Anyway, I heard about them last night. I've decided, along with Kevin, that we're doing a letter writing campaign to get them invited to Dragon Con.
That'd be sweet.
If you can get Alice Cooper, why not this? I mean, of course, absolutely. Alice Cooper kind of fits a little bit better, but whatever. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Have you taken in many musical artists at Dragon Con?
No. Well, Jonathan Colton, hey, how'd the video turn out? Have you looked at any of it?
I'm still trying to convert the files.
What are you trying
you
to
send it to me in MTS. This is going to be fascinating for everybody, I'm sure. But I have a Mac, and I use Final Cut, and MTS is not acceptable.
Why is MTS not acceptable?
Nerds.
It's straight off of a Sony Canon camera.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's kind of raw file. And you basically would have to import it using an editing program to have it as a different type of file, like MP4, MOV, what have you.
All right.
And
I need to talk in the next podcast, because first of all, we have to discuss what you think it actually costs to send stuff over to Ireland from the United States. And we have to also discuss...
Someone has a bone to pick.
And we also have to discuss... a
few pence.
Well, anyway... Here's some more Rock Sugar, folks. I'm just a boy, I need no sympathy. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows. Waiting for something else to kick in, I guess.
Is this what they call an outro?
You know what? That's not a bad time to actually cut at this point. So again, people can find you. People can also find you over at the website of Doom a lot, can't they, Aaron?
I guess, but no more than anywhere else, really. I mean, like again, I'm a whore. I write all over.
Well, what podcast? So. What podcasts are you doing these days? Besides Weekend Justice,
I do Cabin Fever. It's back in pog form, and I do a podcast called The Drive-In. Which is on the website of Doom, which is a commentary series. So once a month, we pick a comic book related movie, and we do full commentary for it, which you can download and watch with the movie. So they're the kind of the two that I'm, and Weekend Justice, obviously. I guess three that I'm always on, and then I guest on other people's podcasts from time to time because I'm bored and need the company.
And you're a whore.
And well, that too. Yeah, I give exceedingly good head.
So we've heard from everyone out there. What was I going to say? I forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So I guess this counts as a Dragon Con podcast, right? It's a 50-day. We talked a little bit about Dragon Con.
Yeah, we did.
I'm just trying to fill days. Honestly, that's all it is. Oh, my good friend Rox would be remiss if I didn't mention that you can call Rox. Hold on. Actually, let me do this. Hey, Rox.
Hello.
Hey, what's the number people can call in with their Dragon Con questions?
You can call 404-382-0769 or Need Coffee Live on Skype.
And there's also a little widget over at, and I don't mean a small John Robinson, there's a little widget over on theuniquegeek.com where you can just record a, you click, say, send a voicemail. You click it, and it'll just record right from your computer, and it will upload automatically to my mailbox. And
okay.
We'll get it. So
or
there's
the
that too.
Geek.
Yeah, yeah. So there's all the, these different ways of getting. What's that number again, Rox?
404-382-0769 or Need Coffee Live or the Unique Geek Line.
And we will be doing a very special Help Me Rox in the near future, answering all of your Dragon Con questions as only
Rox
can.
Or if you want to know on how to get the most out of Dragon Con, call Help Me Rox, 404-382-0769. I've been practicing.
And I guess until next time, here's a little more Rox Sugar as we head up. No, you know what? I better probably play I'll play this instead.
Play the outro.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, the outro is kind of long. Here we go. Let's try this.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek.
Oh, wait. I can do that. Okay. So I'll do a mixture. How's that? Look it. I'm on the fly here.
On the fly.
Oops, it stopped playing for some reason. There we go.
Production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.